I'm Pat Dooley. Major retired. I came up here about 5-6 years ago. I reestablished it. It had been here for 15 or so years before I came along. Just that I reorganized and I just made some multi-changes. And then a number of other people came along and they helped make a few changes. And I think we've reached a point right now where all we're doing is fine-tuning the museum. But when I set the museum up, I thought that if we're going to set a museum up, we'd set up a museum that that pretty well represented the military in this area, meaning Ontario County, which is now Durham Region. And so when we started to, I started to put it together, I went back and dug out all the militia information that was available in the country. And there wasn't an awful lot. But there's enough to indicate that the militia started as early as 1650s. The French started it. It was a very successful type of service. And in 1855, when Canada East and Canada West was formed, they were looking for some type of way or some way to develop a military force. And they chose this legislation that the French had brought over. And they passed what they called the Militia Act. And the Militia Act of 1855 very basically said that as a county grew, when it got big enough, it was to form its own battalion. But that meant population had to be big enough. A battalion at that time would float around anywhere from about 500 to about 1,100 men. And so the first battalion that was formed in 1855 happened to be Montreal. They were number one. Toronto wanted to be number two, but they didn't have enough bodies. So what they did was they came out and stole an independent rifle company, which was located in Whitby. And they included them into their body, and that gave them enough to make them number two. And that's the Queen's Own Rifle uniform sitting there. And if you notice the button, no, keep going, Greeny, look in the middle of the button, and you'll see a two. And the strange thing is that if the officers wanted their men in uniform, the officers had to buy the uniforms for them. So it got expensive. The situation existed like that for about 10 years, and then Toronto finally was able to get enough bodies that they didn't need Whitby. So they kicked Whitby out, and Whitby became an independent rifle company again. And in 1866, but 1866, it was clear that the Civil War in the United States was going to end. And there had been problems between the British and the U.S., because the British were supporting the South, and the British wanted the cotton. The North wanted the cotton, too. So the United States decided that when this war was over, they were going to come up and capture Canada. So everybody got scared, and they decided, let's start defending ourselves. So everybody in this county decided, well, let's form these independent rifle companies, and nine of them were formed by 1863-64. And in 1866, the war did end in the United States,